At the Barbizon School of Modeling in Broward County, talent director Dorothy Girard said Wilder also used the name of her agency to approach young women and girls. In those cases, Mrs. Girard said Wilder was often wearing a Barbizon T-shirt. "And at that time, we didn't even have Barbizon T-shirts," she said. "When he was using our name, our students called up to check on him, and we said, 'Forget it, he's not with us.'" Some of the girls Wilder approached apparently didn't bother to check him out. He was arrested in 1980 for raping a 16-year-old girl after luring her from a West Palm Beach shopping mall with promises of appearing in a pizza advertisement as a Barbizon model. According to court records, Wilder first told the girl to strike poses for him at different stores in the mall. "My eyes are the camera," he told the girl, according to court records. "Don't pay attention to me." Sheriff's Detective Arthur Newcomb, who arrested Wilder for the rape, later said in a court deposition that Wilder was believed to have continually used the photographer-agent ruse to seduce young women. Wilder stated this was a common operation, posing as this modeling agent, and that this is something he's done often, Newcomb said in a deposition. "He tries to get girls in order to have relations with them. I have non-crime reports that show this man has done this frequently. It is nothing he denies." In that case, Wilder pleaded guilty to attempted sexual battery and was placed on 5 years probation. He began receiving psychiatric counseling, but never ended his life as a self-styled fashion photographer. Detectives said that in the early 1980s, he built a studio in his home on Mission Hill Road. The room was complete with developing, printing, and lighting equipment, backdrops, and cosmetic supplies. A friend said Wilder even had fans for blowing a model's hair back. In December 1982, 2 months after he'd bluffed his way into the Miss Florida pageant, Wilder was arrested in Australia and charged with the abduction and indecent assault on two teenagers he'd lured from the beach with a promise of modeling jobs. Wilder had first taken the girls to a zoo where he took their pictures as they posed on a rock sculpture. Police said there was no film in the camera he was using. On April 4th, he failed to show for a court hearing on the case in Australia. According to records in Australia and with Interpol, Wilder showed the girls a card identifying himself as a photographer for Tide International, a talent agency located on Worth Avenue in Palm Beach. Detective neighbors said Wilder was associated with Tide as a freelance photographer in the early 80s. According to the detective, models were referred to Wilder's home studio for photo sessions. "He used Tide as a source for models," said neighbors. "He would call and say, 'I need a model,' and they would send one over. He legitimately hired them. What he did with the pictures, I don't know."